Good morning. I think most of you know me, but I always like to introduce myself anyway. Perry Scruggs, and happy to be back with you on this Feast of the Holy Name. And I'll say more about that later. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be the sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart, we pray, the love of him who is the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you are blessed, the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, our governor, how exalted is your name in all the world.
Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens.
You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out?
You have made him but little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and
mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea.
O Lord, how exalted is your name in all the world.
A reading from the letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father, of the God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. He was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's rather rare for the first day of the year to be the first Sunday in the Christmas season. And the readings for the first Sunday in Christmas are superseded by the readings of this day, because this day is a holy day. This is the feast of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It could have also been called the feast of the circumcision, because those two events occurred together. For Jesus was nothing if not under the law. Everything that he did was done according to Jewish ritual requirements. And on the eighth day, circumcision was to occur. And it just happens that this was the first public broadcasting of Jesus' name. Why is his name so unique? You know, that which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Wherefore art thou Romeo? You know, the name is very significant in the ethos of Judaism. For having a name and knowing a name has power. And the name that Mary chose to give her firstborn was the name that was given to her by the angel Gabriel back when he first appeared to her to announce that she was going to be having a child out of wedlock, and almost therefore couldn't have happened, but it did, because an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream to tell him to cool it, buddy. You got to go with the flow here. I know you're getting ready to put her away unceremoniously so you won't embarrass her, but because that was the custom, you know, if your wife got pregnant out of wedlock by somebody else before you could marry, you were within your rights to say, nope, not doing this, not going to happen. But Joseph was also under the law and under the sway of an angel who appeared to him in a dream and said also that this will be a child of the Most Highest. And so they went about the story, and you know the story. We celebrated it a week ago today when we celebrated the Feast of the Incarnation. And so when everybody had gone and all the snow had turned to water, you know, Christmas days have come and gone, to quote John Prine, if you're not aware. They obeyed the ritual requirements and went to the local circumciser, who was not supposed to get any payment for his job as a circumciser because he was working for the Lord, and not supposed to get paid when you're working for the Lord back in those days. But I bet they were supposed to give him a tip. You like my play on words. And that was unintended. It just happened, you know. Oh, my. Anyway, it happened. And so what does the name of Jesus mean? Well, it's a variation of the term Joshua. And it means one who saves. One who comes to redeem us. One who comes to, as it turned out, give his life as a ransom for many. And so the name Jesus itself bore power because he was going to save the human race. Isn't it ironic that one of the commandments is thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, and yet it's done all the time? Wow. People don't realize what they're doing. That's like Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. And yet his name was both the greatest gift in the world and also a curse, because it meant what would have to happen for that salvation to be procured. So what do we do with all this? Well, I want to backtrack a couple of days, because it's in the gospel too. The shepherds all left, and tell a story that I often tell, especially when children are present, even though we don't have any. I think you can get something out of this story. After the shepherds had been witness to the heavenly host telling them to go find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, they did, but that night wasn't enough. So they decided they'd all come back the next night and bring him gifts. I may have told this here before, but you get to hear it again. So the next night, they all decided to come back and bring him gifts, and some decided to bring a warm blanket, some decided to bring milk, and some decided to bring food, and some decided to bring lanterns, all sorts of gifts that could be useful to a newborn babe lying in a manger, and a poor family that had traveled many miles for this to occur. So amongst the shepherds, there was one little boy. And he was in the long line of shepherds in his family. So he was there to see it all and see the angels and everything else. And everybody said to him, what are you going to bring? What are you going to give for the Christ child? What are you going to give to the family, to the Holy Family, with the holy name? So sure enough, he didn't have any idea, because they were poor, as most shepherds were in those days, and he had no idea what he would give, and he thought about it and thought about it, and he said, hand me down clothes, that's all I've got, and they're not worth much. I can't give him shoes, he's not big enough to wear sandals yet. What good would that do? So finally he said, I'll just go and maybe they won't see me because I'm the smallest one anyway. And sure enough, when they got there, most of the village nearby had gathered round and brought their gifts and presented them to the Holy Family. And Mary nodded gracefully with every gift that was given. Finally, the shepherds said, where's your gift? Yikes, I don't have anything. What am I going to do? So he stuck his hands in his pockets, thinking maybe he could stay out of there, and they pushed him forward. When he put his hand in his pocket, what was in there? But a toy that had been handed down to him over the years, that had belonged to his older brothers before him, because they didn't have much and it was the only toy he had. It was a top. Now, if you were children, I'd have to explain about a top because they don't know about it these days. But I'm sure all of you know what a top is. And so he pulled his top out and, looking around, slowly wound the twine around the top. And as the crowd went hushed, waiting to see what he was going to do, he walked up to the edge of the manger and set the top down and pulled the string. And on the edge of the manger, the top whirred and whirled. And it was almost like it was singing, "Hail, hail to the newborn king. Let our voices sing him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah." As the top wound down and the song ended, it fell into the manger. And out of the hush of the crowd, a light seemed to glow from the manger, and a tiny hand was seen raising up out of that bed. And then Mary spoke, and she said, "We thank you for all these wonderful gifts, the food, the milk, the hay for the donkey, the blankets to keep us warm. But most of all, we thank you for this wonderful gift that this child has just given, because it took a child to give a gift for a child." Isn't that what Jesus saved is all about? Jesus saves is all about that this man comes to be one of us, to live and die as one of us, to be a child for all of God's children, so that his ultimate gift might be the gift of ultimate life. And for that, we can only say, hallelujah. 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 In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, "Lord, have mercy."
For the Holy Church of God, let him be filled with truth and love, and be found without fault at the day of your coming. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, for Brian, our own bishop, for all bishops and all other ministers, and for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, and that all may be one as you and the Father are one, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel of the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and people, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who live and work in this community, we pray to you, O Lord, for a blessing upon all human labor, and for the right use of riches of creation, that the world may be freed from poverty, famine, and disaster. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relived and protected, and pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, for those who are present, and for those who are absent, that we may be delivered from the hardness of heart, and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our enemies and those whose wishes harm, and for all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, O Lord. For ourselves, for the forgiveness of our sins, and for the grace of the Holy Spirit to amend our lives, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have condemned themselves to our prayers, commended themselves to our prayers, for our families, friends, and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, they may live in joy, peace, and health, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the communion of your church, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints, they may have rest in the place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. We pray to you, O Lord, rejoicing in the fellowship of the everlasting Virgin Mary, blessed Judith Thaddeus, and all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord, our God.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
To be shared with the community of the whole?
Well, as of today, I'm no longer the senior warden, but welcome to everybody who's here, and blessings to those who are not, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Okay. I have some here.
Okay.
So, although the sign-up sheet is not out there yet, we do need volunteers for the food pantry. Pick a Saturday, any Saturday, come and join. We'll have a good time, and I will get that up today so that, you know, we've got me and Jean for next Saturday, so I'm taking volunteers. Thank you.
I'm assuming you still have hunger and thirst after righteousness. All are invited to the parish hall following the service. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Jesus Christ is born this day.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, because thou didst give Jesus Christ, thine only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Ghost was made very man, of the substance of the Virgin Mary, his mother, that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to the glory of thy name. Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and that the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer, Redeemer of the world. The gifts of God for the people of God. Kevin. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood.
Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.